think it's a growing platform. I don't think it's going to be demise. I'm always very reluctant to label who can be a journalist. Again, if you are a journalist, if you follow the basic premise, if we're ethical, transparent, you know, you want to speak truth to power, being a watchdog of government, you know, comfort the afflicted, afflict the comfortable, all the cliches that are out there. If you do that, you know, whether you're getting a paycheck for it or you're not, if you follow those tenets, in my book, you're a journalist. Will the internet destroy journalism? No, I think it's going to increase our ability to communicate. In the short term, will there be fewer journalists? Yeah, I think year 2008, you know, we lost thousands and thousands of journalists from the payrolls. But that doesn't mean that's the end of journalism. And the thing that I've always advocated is that entrepreneurial journalism is something that we should all be considering. If, you know, you have all these publishers. Journalism is a business. It's a business, and we have to understand that's a business. It's moved away from the family-owned business, but it was still a family-owned, it was still a business, even when families owned it. It's now a corporate business, primarily. There's very few families that own, you know, publications and TV stations like they did back in the day. So it's a business, and we have to understand that as journalists, that, you know, people are looking at news as a commodity to turn a profit. Well, who, you know, we as the journalists, we're the ones who make that happen. And I think the web and digital media and mobile media has created a whole bunch of very unique opportunities for us to dominate some of that space. If you're a great investigative reporter and you think that, you know, that can make a dollar, create an investigative reporting site. Politics will be, you know, always very popular. We have great examples out there in the world right now, Politico and a few others. Sports is another niched area that, you know, journalists can go into and I think create opportunities for themselves. The overhead to create an online infrastructure is a lot less. You know, I think many of the conversations I have with my friends, I think it really does come down to, hey, how am I going to get paid? If you can show me how I can get paid equal or more than what I'm getting paid, right, I'll go there in a second. I'll go to this online web. They're just not sure how they're going to get paid yet. I don't have all the answers for that, but I think that if you approach it from a business perspective, a lot of times we don't view journalism as business perspective. We have the church and state, the business side. We don't want to know what the business side is doing, but the business side is the one that's making you, helping you draw your paycheck. So I think it is important nowadays for you to understand how the business end works and see if that might be an area you might want to go into, because just because you get laid off from a Tribune-owned newspaper or a Journal Register-owned newspaper or McClatchy, that doesn't mean that's the end of your journalism career. That's what you want to do. It's not easy, but journalism isn't easy. So I think in the future, journalists have to look to opportunities where they can create opportunities for themselves.